Caitlin Fajardo is here. She is going to share some music with us, and we'll also get to know her throughout this hour. She's from Regent Square. Here she is. That is Caitlin Fajardo. And what was the name of that song? And tell me a bit about it.
It's a song called Wicked. No, I wrote it before they went to make a movie out of the musical. No relation. And it is one of the tracks on an album that I put out last year called Close Enough. It's my very first album. And this was one of the very first songs that I wrote that was good enough to share with people and try to record.
It seems, even though I haven't heard anything else by you yet, it kind of seems like a grounding song, a good way for you to begin. I like the instrumental opening of it, and it just seems calming. I'm curious about how you started, when you started writing and playing out, and How you got, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, so, I just moved here in August.
I'm actually curious about your pathway.
Yeah, so. I just moved here from Charleston, South Carolina. And before that, I grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I didn't really do music out and about until I was in Charleston. So that was in the last like 5
That's
years.
That's a great city.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you were there, but I've visited Charleston a lot.
I was just there for about 5 years or so. I moved after college just to get out of out of Louisiana. But I started going to open mics to make friends, and that turned into gigs. And I had sort of been writing songs since college, but there's a really great open mic down there on Folly Beach where you can share original music. And my friends really pushed me to play that song in particular, which just turned into more and more.
Excellent. I'm trying to... Tulane isn't in Shreveport.
That'll be in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school? In Shreveport?
I went to Louisiana Tech in Ruston, about an hour east of Shreveport, yeah.
Okay. I've not been to Louisiana, but I have friends that are huge fans of Louisiana.
Yeah.
But that had to be – I can't imagine living there. did you have fun?
It was – Yeah. It's not as fun as New Orleans. I was kind of on the opposite. And North Louisiana has a slightly different flavor. But I like that I'm from there. All my family is still there, so it's fun to go back and visit.
Oh, see, I was thinking you were raised in South Carolina and then went to school in Louisiana. So that's so you still have – so that's – if you're from there originally, it's not – a huge transition.
Right.
But going to Charleston, I bet was. That had to be a different thing. And then you came to Pittsburgh for work, I guess?
For music mostly, yeah. It's a lot more affordable than Charleston, for one. And I made a lot of really great music friends up here that are kind of in the indie folk scene that I realized there's a really great community and a lot seems like more opportunities for my original stuff.
That's good to hear. You can go to CaitlinFajardo.com, and I know you know how to spell Caitlin. Fajardo is F-A-J-A-R-D-O. We've linked to Caitlin's website from ours, and I also just put a Facebook post up with a really short video of Caitlin playing at SLB Radio on Facebook, so you can get her name correctly spelled there if you want to learn more about her work. I understand you'll be part of Bluegrass Day at Fermata Brewing on March 7th, which is just about
next Saturday.
Yeah, February gives me math. It's hard.
Right.
The challenge is, let's see, February 35th, which would
right.
35 like minus 28 is the 7th. Yes, March 7th. And it's Bluegrass Day. Do you know what time you'll be there roughly? Or?
Yes, we are performing. So I'll be playing with my buddies Mirabel Skipworth and Tucker Metzl that also play music in town. They're really excellent songwriters. But I believe we go on around 5:30, but there's really good music happening all day, like full band and it's a whole big event over at Fermata Brewing up in Ambridge.
Excellent. Yeah, Mirabel was just here a few weeks ago and did a great job. What would you like to play next?
Next, I have a song that is not out. It's one of the relatively newer ones. It's called Stars, and I wrote it on a night where you couldn't quite see the stars. Just like you, but maybe later on.
I don't really mind the dark, so I don't really mind being kept from your heart. No, I don't really mind. You've been pulling at my strings, so now my heart's unstable. And when I ask her what to think, she says she's just unable to. Help me, and I don't even mind that part. Just like I don't even mind how you're keeping me from your heart.
Caitlin Fajardo here, live at the Saturday Light Brigade. These songs of yours are intricate. They kind of remind me of lace. There is a lot going on, both musically and lyrically. Nobody ever has, I think, an exact writing process, but how do you go about crafting these?
That is a great question. I'm still kind of figuring it out. But it's usually a cross between, as I'm going about my day, if any little sentences that have kind of a rhythm to them come up, I'll write those down and come back to those later. And then once I've kind of piled up enough of those in my like phone notes app, I'll sit down and noodle around on the guitar until something catches my interest, sort of put some chord changes next to each other or some, I don't know, different like fingering patterns, things like that.
Are those your own sentences that you speak, or could, could they be things you hear other people say?
Oh, sure. It's a bit of both. Yeah. There are times that someone will specifically say something that I'm like, oh, that's so good. And I'll usually make a note that it's, I try to frame it in the song as someone else saying it, or, yeah, just it just depends.
It's an interesting way of writing. Just in our last hour, we were talking about August Wilson, the playwright, and most of his plays were written by stitching together dialogue, real life dialogue that he had witnessed and put together. And,
of course,
he'd add that to his own writing, but that's a neat way of doing it. So that'll come first typically, and then the music.
It's a mix. There are some songs that are a little more free association. There's one that I'll play next. In fact, that started, the line sort of came to me first, but I had been noodling with a little riff in between songs in one of my like cover gigs. And then I came back to that, and then the rest is sort of like meditating on some I wasn't aiming at a particular thing that I was writing about. And then at the end of the song, I was like, oh, that's what that's about.
Yeah, we talk a lot here about how the song or a radio program or a documentary is really a byproduct of whatever process you happen to use to create it. And, you know, you can't, you could set out and say, I'm going to really write a great song and do nothing but face the song and having a process that you use to create things is probably a little more reliable.
Yes, a little more practical.
Yeah, and a little more helpful when it comes to one's own sanity.
Yes, going through it.
Caitlin Fajardo is here. You can go to CaitlinFajardo.com to learn more about her music. What's this song called?
This is another unreleased song called Before I Go. Hopefully I'll have it out soon. I was able to record a sweet version with some friends in Charleston before I left. But this is a song that I wrote when I was meant to be packing up my apartment.
Suckle flowers wilt so quick. The vine I saw before is growing yellow, and I haven't had a sip. I don't recall a single summer that began without reminders of the blooms and days and people that are slipping through my hands. Just the final fit of any dying thing that won't let go. I've learned this lesson time and time again, and so I'm not surprised to find that I'm mislearning one or two times more.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Caitlin Fajardo, and another beautiful song. Her first album is called Close Enough. It came out in January of 2025, and you can go to her website, CaitlinFajardo.com, and you've got a video up there of Wicked, and an audio, and also Jukebox from that album. How can people find the album itself, the first one?
It's out everywhere. Apple Music.
Oh, great.
Spotify, Tidal.
So you can look for it there. And there's a mailing list you can sign up for on the website as well if you care to keep in touch and learn more about where Caitlin's playing. Again, she'll be at Bluegrass Day around 5 o'clock or so at Fermata Brewing on Saturday, March 7th, a week from today. We should have time for two more songs, if that works for you.
Absolutely.
And what would you like to play next?
Well, I think I ought to play the title track for that album. This is a song called Close Enough. Like love.
innocent alone. I'm taking shortcuts on the road. And I know that I should let it go. Will I get along without it on my own? I know I'm better for it when I leave that kind of medicine alone. I'm taking shortcuts on the road. And I know that I should let it go. But I'm worried if I do, I'll turn.
That is Caitlin Fajardo, Close Enough, the title track to her first album, released about a year ago or so. When you did that album, are the songs pretty much acoustic, you and your guitar? Are there many musicians playing along with you?
It's a really simple production. We kept it, the most expansive song has like two guitars and a piano and then lots of harmonies.
I think that's the right treatment. I hope you have published the lyrics somewhere too, or would consider doing that.
Yeah, they're out there, yeah.
Excellent. It's really been fun to have you here to listen to what you're doing. I say fun, but not only fun, but you know, pleasurable to kind of lose yourself in the lyrics and in the music. Is there anything that you'd like to say that I haven't given you a chance to?
I don't think so. I'm pretty new to the area. This winter has been really great for someone who grew up in the South.
I can imagine. it's not usually like this. I'm sure you've been told.
I'm just trying to get my footing out here.
How has the adjustment to Pittsburgh? You picked a great neighborhood. People are pretty friendly, but are you finding your way? Have you learned that we have streets like that cross each other that you would never think did?
The intersections are, kind of like brain teasers. Yeah, I really do like the city though. There's so many really sweet neighborhoods, like so many cool things to do. I've been like going to the symphony with my rad pass, like from the library, things like that.
Good to hear. That's the way. We're big believers in the rad pass around here. And if you don't know, forgive me, but rad pass, regional asset district pass, you can get that from the library and it gives you free admission to lots of places. And it's, I'm glad you happened to mention that.
I really like the city for a ton of things just like that. Yeah.
I'm glad. What would you like to finish up with?
This is a song called Jukebox that was also on that album. And a buddy of mine made a really excellent video of me playing it.
You can find that video and Wicked, the song that Caitlin opened up with, at her website at CaitlinFajardo.com.
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote the first time I moved away from all of my friends to Charleston from Louisiana. And some of my sweet friends would ask for voice memo recordings of me singing songs. So I wrote this song.
Miss the way I could come to stay, and I wouldn't have to drive the whole damn day. Not sure what to say when we're on the phone, 1,000 miles away. But tell me what you'd wanna hear if you were here with me. Baby, tell me what to sing. Go and find your loving home somewhere else far from me, and I'll still be your jukebox. Baby, tell me what to sing, and I will, as long as you need me. For as long as you need me, just as long. Ask me why it's so hard to die, and I wonder just how much it's on your mind. I can sympathize, but I worry about those dreams you get each night, and I can't make it easier or change the way it stings. But I can sing. Yes, I know what you've been through, and I still can't change a thing. But I can be your jukebox, baby. Tell me what to sing, and I will, as long as you need me. For as long as you need me, just as long as you. Change the way it stings, but I can be your jukebox, baby. Tell me what to sing. So tell me what you'd wanna hear if you were here with me, and I will be your jukebox, baby. Tell me what to sing, and I will, as long as you need me. For as long as you. Just as long as you need.
That is Caitlin Fajardo. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray.